You're listening to SBS News.
New data shows millennials are a leading group of Australians moving away from the hustle and bustle of cities to regional areas and smaller communities. Overall, domestic migration out of capital and big cities is trending down to pre-pandemic levels. But even as movement slows, a rise in rent prices and shrinking housing stock in the regions has sparked calls for a federal plan to help communities cater for growing populations. The latest Regional Movers Index is a joint report from the Commonwealth Bank and the Regional Australia Institute. Its top five local government areas with the largest share of migration are the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, Greater Geelong, Wollongong and Lake Macquarie. Commonwealth Bank Executive General Manager for Regional and Agribusiness Banking, Paul Fowler, explains.
An ongoing trend of net migration from our capital cities to our regions. And so to put that into numbers, 30% increase relative to pre-COVID levels of what we're seeing in terms of net migration trends from cities to regions today. Now, what is interesting in this quarter's report, is there is a slight pullback in terms of that pace of net migration, down 16.5% period on period in terms of the quarters, in terms of the number of Australians moving to the regions. But it is still higher than those historical levels overall.
Net migration to the regions, which includes overseas migrants and intra-regional movement, declined 35% over the same period, but was still outstripping net migration back to the cities. Millennials were the largest demographic moving from the city to the regions before the pandemic, but this trend increased after 2020. In New South Wales, the median age of a regional mover fell from 37 years old before COVID to 33. In South Australia, the median age changed from 38 to 34 years of age, and in Queensland, from 35 to 33 years of age. So what's driving these trends? Mr. Fowler again.
A few things. Number one, jobs. We see an incredibly strong regional jobs market at this point in time, in excess of 86,000 job vacancies across regional Australia. One interesting statistic, in Geelong, 10 times as many jobs than there are of houses.
Coastal cities near the state capitals are welcoming the largest share of metropolitan migrants on the east coast. These include the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, Geelong and Wollongong. Three of the five highest growing regional local government areas were in South Australia, with Mount Gambier in the state's southeast at number one, while Bathurst in New South Wales made the top five list for the first time. Ron Maxwell is the CEO of Verto, a not-for-profit organisation in Bathurst assisting businesses and individuals, disability workers and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' training needs.
There's certainly been an exodus or a migration, certainly out of Sydney during that COVID period and post that as well, and it's still happening. But what we've seen, we've got a very low unemployment rate out here in the Central West, which is fantastic because, if you want a job, there's jobs there for you. The growth of the economy has been quite encouraging as well. But what we've seen is a take up in a lot of the trades as well. So a lot more apprentices out here now, especially in the construction sector, which reflects that migration. There's a lot happening in residential construction out here, but there's a lot of infrastructure projects.
He also says it was a consequence of COVID-19 that no one had predicted.
It's fantastic because it boosts the population, and once the population boosts up, all the extra businesses come with it. And what we're also seeing out here in the Central West is a lot of people that might be running micro businesses choosing to move to the country or the rural areas, enjoy the lifestyle, and most of them just operate their businesses remotely now, or they might go to Sydney 1 or 2 days a week. So, you know, that's really good because they're spending their time and income out in the regions, and it's good for regional communities. And there's a lot to see out in this part of the world too. So it's not just Bathurst. You've got Orange and you've got Dubbo out west are experiencing similar things as well.
Regional Australia Institute's chief economist is Dr. Kim Horton.
It's been so valuable, I think, doing this quarterly now for over a year. We're actually developing quite a good picture of how this particular data set does, what it tells us about who's moving to Australia and regional Australia and why they're moving. You can see that Mount Gambier's got almost double the number of people moving to it from cities compared to the previous financial year. So big changes for that community. Port Augusta, Moorabool, as Paul mentioned, York Peninsula, another South Australian one.
Regional Australia Institute Chief Executive Liz Ritchie says people are happier when they choose a life in the regions, and the creation of a sustainable model for regional Australia to accommodate the changing nature of population trends is needed. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.